I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Technical high schools across Connecticut are evolving to meet the demands of modern industry. But there's still a high demand for the more traditional jobs, like carpentry and plumbing. Technical high schools used to be thought of as places where kids can go to learn a vocation, things that usually involve manual labor, like HVAC work or car mechanics. These days, the trend is shifting toward a blend of academics and technical skills.
Really, the catalyst for many of these changes that we see in Connecticut and nationwide is certainly the state of the nation's economy.
That's Nivia Torres speaking on WNPR's Where We Live. Torres runs the state's technical high school system, which teaches about 11,000 students. She says that even kids who want to learn about carpentry, for example, should also be versed in emerging technologies, like renewable energy, to make them more employable once they graduate. But the tech schools can't keep up with the demand for what's called middle-skilled jobs.
We get a lot of calls in the office from folks in the field who are looking for an electrician, who are looking for a plumber, who are looking for someone who is specialized in HVAC. And we try to respond as quickly as possible, but folks in the office will tell you we just don't have enough students to go around.
Budget cuts have also hit the tech system. And earlier this summer, state officials decided to stop admitting students to the two aviation schools, citing problems with new funding rules at the federal level as the cause. Connecticut's Department of Labor market surveys also see high demand for many of the technical career paths. Torres says this is one area that can't afford cutbacks, and she's looking to expand partnerships with private industry to enhance her students' access to the job market. David DeRoche, WNPR News.